Bridge and Spider now with Flan, the Gold Coast, Triple M. It's 11 past 6, 11 past 7 on the Tweed. We know the vaccine rollout is underway here in Australia. They are all going to be manufactured here over the next few weeks, but there's a slight problem with that, as Flan will explain just before 6:30.
Yeah. So I think it's 74 people in quarantine who've just about finished their quarantine and have it extended, apparently, because of a Russian variant that a couple of them have contracted. No, sorry, they've extended by 5 days to see if it has spread amongst the people in quarantine.
Oh.
Yeah, this is the scary bit. As we start to roll out the vaccine, we've got variants starting to appear. But they reckon the reason for the vaccine is if it can't replicate, then it can't mutate. So I'm going to go and get my jab, and I think it's an important thing. But that was from a flight from Doha. If we can't travel overseas, why can people travel here? I do not understand.
I still don't get it. I do not get it, how we have residents stranded over there, but the holidaymakers are getting here.
And not only that, that a couple of passengers went on to New Zealand, and now they've got it as well.
Oh, yeah. Man. You know, in the United States, 11 states have just eased COVID restrictions, despite the fact that half a billion people have died. That's typical of that place. There's more states over there that have eased restrictions than we have in Australia.
Wow.
So it's an interesting moment, isn't it?
Mm, it certainly is. All right, COVID restrictions hit again just in time for Easter. If you're looking at holidaying over at North Stradey, this was full on to see that they're banning tents at 3 sites over Easter, and a lot of people go to North Stradey over the Easter break. Camping's big at Easter. Of course, we've got Adden Rocks, Amity Beach and Home Beach. They're saying because of COVID, we need to protect the place and protect the locals. So a lot of businesses over there are really struggling.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they need the help. And I don't get it when it's camping. You're isolated in your area. You're not spreading stuff. Anyway, so what most of the locals are saying over on North Stradey and the tour operators are, how can we have so many people at Suncorp Stadium? And old Pearl Necklace says yes to that.
Mm.
Sorry, just forgot her name and didn't realise I was live on the radio.
That's okay.
And
Does she always wear one?
Always.
Always. She does.
Really?
Yeah.
Earrings to match?
Clip-ons.
Okay.
No, and but, you know, how can that happen? But you can't camp on a massive island.
I don't know. I thought maybe a quick solution could be that they could open the ferry and make it free and we could do a day trip to Stradey.
But then isn't that worse? Isn't that spreading it more?
Yeah. Of course it is, yeah.
So what are they getting at anyway? Mm. No solution.
Well, the other disgrace at the moment is our hierarchy, the government. What an absolute toxic culture they have there. Allegations of rape, sexual assault. Now they started to go down the path of calling each other names. This is an absolute joke. I don't know if we need an independent inquiry into our politicians.
Yeah,
but if this was any other business, it would be front page of the paper. They'd be absolutely teared to shreds, and I think ScoMo needs to step up or step down, because at the moment our government is the laughing stock of not only our nation, around the world. It is an absolute joke.
You were saying that around the brekkie table this morning, Spider, that if it came down to this, exactly right, if you're the CEO of the company, ScoMo would be front and centre asking you to step down.
If ScoMo was head of Crown, the NRL, yeah, BHP,
gone.
It would be absolutely gone. Why isn't he gone? I have no idea, because I don't know anything about politics.